This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As leaders in government, business, and society, we bear a particular responsibility to rebuild trust in how we assume our own role as trustees.
Hidden behind the lost attempt to rebuild trust for the Davos 2024 attendees, sugar-coated totalitarian strategy for world domination is a panicked roach nest of sociopaths partaking in treason, drugs, high-end prostitutes, and delusions of grandeur.
Are you worried that if all the details come out about the Epstein trial, that your boss might get into legal trouble like Prince Andrew did or some of the others on the list? It must have been bad for Melinda to divorce him over Epstein. I mean, that's what Melinda Gates said, because he wouldn't stop visiting Epstein.
He was evil personified. I had nightmares about it afterwards.
I mean, how can you work for a guy like that?
Treason, not trust, seemed to be the actual theme at this year's Davos.
We are on the way to a new order, so we are between orders. What are we able to keep on the positive side from the old order to bring into a new world order?
At the heart of it will be many of the core principles and core institutions of the existing order.
It's absolutely critical that we accelerate. I don't want this, obviously, but if you wound up with a different president who was opposed to climate crisis, I got news for you. No one politician anywhere in the world can undo what is happening now. The marketplace is doing this.
Many of these so-called righteous saviors of humanity chose to stick their nose up at the thought of addressing the peasants when confronted by journalists asking basic questions.
I want to ask about McKinsey and those huge contracts you guys got from the Canadian government after meeting with Chrystia Freeland. Well, don't run away. Don't run away. Why don't you want to talk about your contract with Canadian taxpayers? I mean, surely you believe in transparency. What are your plans going forward?
Not going to talk about it right now here.
Are you pulling back from it the same way BlackRock is?
No. And why don't we just set this up formally? But no, we're not pulling back from it.
Are you worried about misinformation and disinformation? That's been a big focus of the World Economic Forum this year. Do you agree with that? You don't have enough credentials to go up there, apparently. But what about the forcible nature that so many people were forced to take the jab or lose their job?
Well, what I'd like to actually just say within this is that we're certainly proud of the efforts that collectively that the healthcare sector made.
Right, and I know that, and I'm not disputing that. But
I think that if you'd like to discuss any of this further, that you can certainly be in contact with our media relations group, and they'd be happy to get in touch with you on it, okay?
I don't think they would be happy to get in touch with me. I'm asking you about the forcible nature, that if people didn't, if they weren't forced to take your medicine against their will, they'd be fired.
I need to go on this, but what I would say is that all of this comes down to local decisions that are made by countries.
Local decisions? I think you profited by it.
Dr. Tedros, how you doing? Do you think you did well in COVID, and if you're going to do as well in Disease X? What is Disease X? Mr. Tedros, what is Disease X? And when is China going to release it?
The number one issue that Klaus Schwab says is the goal for the WEF is to combat misinformation and disinformation. Is that important to Meta?
I'm heading to my booth. This is not an interview.
How come Facebook is censoring the internet? Is it your plan to interfere with the 2024 election?
Sorry, not yet to the press.
The Davos attendees of 2024 need to calm the down. The overselling of an imminent nightmare future is really pissing huge populations of Team Humanity off. What's to stop the hundreds of millions of us from holding a confab of our own aimed at arresting these proponents of a genocidal New World Order?
53 years after the WEF was founded, they have 75 million children working in their supply chains. The problem is that many of these companies have business models that have actually increased misery, hunger, malnutrition, and child labor.
The kind of person who will come into the next conservative administration is going to be governed by one principle, and that is destroying the grasp that political elites and unelected technocrats have over the average person.
We're going to change, instead of using a needle, to use a little patch. So the pandemic really highlighted.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You've got it.
The newsman is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
The roach nest that is the New World Order is being spotlighted, and the lights aren't turning off. Their arrogance and their hubris is what has blinded them. Now, they learn what comes after the light. Their annihilation. They're not going to get in the way of our prosperity and our future. They've identified themselves as the people standing in the way of our very lives. I have a stack of news on the poison shots causing record cancer cases and a drop in life expectancy. I have the journalist who tried to cancel Novak Djokovic for being unvaccinated die suddenly at Australian Open while Djokovic was playing and won. You can't make this up. We're going to hit all of this in the next hour and how to counter the left woke mob. Dana White of the UFC shows us how it's done. But let me recap what I said at the beginning of the last hour and then drill into the actual evidence for you. The globalists are all over the place. So many clips, I can't play them all. I'm about to play a bunch. Saying, we're losing. The world's awake to us. Everybody hates us now. And I'm going to say this again before I get into all this. Like 3 years ago, I was on Joe Rogan's podcast. And 2 days after I was on, they had national headlines saying Joe Rogan needs to be censored. He lied and said that Bill Gates, he let Alex Jones lie and say that Bill Gates admitted 80% of people that took the Pfizer shot right when it was first coming out got sick with serious adverse reactions. He went on CBS News and said it. So Joe called me and he said, hey, you played that clip. You talked about it. Send me that clip. It's like at 8 a.m. in the morning. I sent it to him. He goes out on Instagram. It gets like, I forget, 50 million views or something. And Joe said, here's the national news saying I lied. Here's Bill Gates saying it. National news. Bill Gates did not say 80% of those they tested the Pfizer shot on got sick. Here's Bill Gates saying it. Now, there were hundreds of thousands of comments. I got addicted to it for like a week. I read sometimes 3 hours a day and could not find a comment for Bill Gates. They were all super smart, on target, exposing him. That's on Instagram. And I've seen that play out, sometimes with a million views, sometimes with 20 million views, sometimes with 5 million views, sometimes with 60 million views. Videos of them. You will eat the bugs. You will own nothings and like it. We will put the microchips in you. They get up and say this. I've got new clips of them saying it this week at Davos. A bunch of these. Look, there's a whole stack of them. Each one of these articles Each one of these pieces of paper is just a printout of the video, so I remember to get to it. I mean, look at this. Look how many of these there are. They're all, I mean, I could talk for a whole hour on one of these. The Queen of the Netherlands says we're going to bring in a world ID to forcibly inject you. I'm going to play that video in a moment. I mean, it's all sensational, and it's in the UN treaty. But people hear me say, oh, it's in the UN treaty, and I show you the treaty neurotically every week and show you the subsections and have experts on. But when you hear the Queen, one of the richest families in the world, they're so rich you never hear about them, she surfaces to say she wants control of your body. They're all a bunch of eugenicists. Their whole damn family. Prince Bernhard, all of them. They're disgusting people. Selfishness is their name. So, that's what I want you to know is, at least if we're all going down, there's a good chance to turn this around, but at least we're all going down, they're going down with us. They can build all their bunkers. They can try to trigger all their race wars and distractions. They can try to stage their false flags. But at the end of the day, everything we've worked for 29 years, at least on this show, thanks to all of you spreading the word, we know you did it. You get the credit. They are now in complete panic mode. I mean, I got Politico, Wall Street Journal, New York Times right here. I mean, I could read this whole article on there. It's incredible. Go see it for yourself. Population. Populism keeps rattling the globe. Elites have no idea what to do. And it goes on to say, no one trusts them. No one likes them. Everyone hates them. Everyone's turning against them. There's, think so? Think you get 100,000 comments on one of your videos and I can't find one person for you? Think that might be a vote that you should go away and stop cutting off the fertilizer and culling the cows and from Sri Lanka to the Netherlands? The Queen of the Netherlands, filthy rich off her people, the second biggest food producers in the world, the best farmers, they're already telling them, oh, by 2030, 90% of your cows will be dead. They just ordered 30% of them killed and sent the military in to do it. Why the hell would you do that? Oh, because the cows fart. No, it's war to literally starve people and create a global crisis, an angrier world, Klaus Schwab talks about, so we accept their new global government and digital currency and universal basic income based on a social credit score. But if we know they did it and we know they're the villains, then they get destroyed out of the crisis they create that's meant to be aimed at us. Think French Revolution. That was a copy of ours but didn't go well. It was kill the royalty, kill the ultra-rich, but then it soon spilt into the general public. And then you got a dictator out of it, Napoleon Bonaparte. George Washington refused to be a dictator. King of England called him the greatest man in the world of that day. Said George Washington is the greatest man alive in the world today. Because he beat the British, then refused to be part of the French Revolution, upheld his agreements, and then stepped down and was not king after he served two terms. And the King of England said, he's the greatest living man in the world. Because he just seized the most powerful sector of the British Empire, and they wanted to make him king. He said, I want to go back to my farm. I didn't do this to be a king. I did this to give power to the people. So that same fight that was happening 250-something years ago is happening now in our hearts and minds. And you have the Queen of the Netherlands. Her name is like 4 feet long. It's like Maximina Supremus Andromedus Oquinas. I mean, I got the full name here. I'm not joking. I mean, you give yourself a break, man. And then she's there having her people that she lives off of cut the food off the world. What a creep. Maximina of the Netherlands. oh, and she loves the immigrants. She loves the open borders. She loves waging war against her people. These are disgusting predators, ladies and gentlemen. So the big news is they're in full panic mode. So I've got dozens of clips. Which one should we begin with first? Well, let's show you Fox News, of all places. Jesse Waters on how Davos elites want to read your brain. And this is an important little 48-second clip, but remember what we did about 3 weeks ago? I forgot to tell the crew to pull this back up. They had a Davos group meeting a month ago where they put on the whole display and say, oh, sooner want to wear an ear set that tracks your brain, and your boss will track what you're doing and make sure you're behaving, and then in the computer, the AI will tell you how to behave. That's mind control. That's a lot worse than a leash that a liberal member of the media asked Dana White, like, boy, you got a long leash on your fighters. He goes, they have free speech. I don't own them. They're free agents. Forget a long.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If we don't do this, it's ordinary, vulnerable communities that will suffer the most. What we need is a system of carbon taxes coupled with subsidies for vulnerable households and a stream of funding for the developing world to allow them to engage in investments in mitigation and adaptation that allows them to keep growing. And that's a real opportunity. It's a fair solution, and it's the only realistic solution, and we can't keep ducking it.
That's Build Back Better. Shut off your resources and then give you universal basic income where we put shots in your body and make you eat bug protein and track everything you do. Yeah, eugenics, death, euthanasia. Let's play Emma Tucker, the Wall Street Journal editor. We are the gatekeepers, very much owned the facts, but you don't anymore, witch. Here she is.
If you go back really not that long ago, as I say, we owned the news. We were the gatekeepers, and we very much owned the facts as well. If it said it in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, then that was a fact. Nowadays, people can go to all sorts of different sources for the news, and they're much more questioning about what we're saying. So it's no longer good enough for us just to say, this is what happened, or this is the news. We have to explain explain our working. So readers expect to understand how we source stories. They want to know how we go about getting stories. We have to sort of lift the bonnet, as it were, and in a way that newspapers, you know, aren't used to doing, and explain to people what we're doing. We need to be much more transparent about how we go about collecting the news.
When you tell us two men can have a baby, or men can dominate women's sports, or there are WMDs in Iraq, or open borders are good, or Christians are bad and devil worship is good, or censorship is good, Wall Street Journal, that supported my deplatforming. Oh, need to lift the bonnet. Too late, witch. Here's Borg Brende, president of the WF, and Jake Sullivan talk about the New World Order.
That order seems to the order anymore. We are on the way to a new order, so we are between orders. Do you agree with that, or are there ways of what are we able to keep on the positive side from the old order to bring into a new world order, and how can we avoid that new world order becomes like a jungle growing back, and we rather have an order based on international law and the principles that have brought us prosperity and freedom for decades?
I guess, and maybe this is the old kind of teacher in me coming out. I think of this a little bit more about a transition of eras rather than a transition of orders, but the two are kind of cousins of one another. The reason I draw the distinction is because I don't think the international order built after 1945 is getting replaced wholesale with some new order. It will obviously evolve as it has evolved multiple times over the decades since 1945. But I do think in a more sharp and distinctive way, we are moving into a new era, and that's what I talked about in my remarks, that we are, you know, the post-Cold War era has come to a close. We're at the start of something new. We have the capacity to shape what that looks like, and at the heart of it will be many of the core principles and core institutions of the existing order, adapted for the challenges that we face today.
All right, here's the World Trade Organization director explaining how they're going to make it better now. We're going to love the New World Order. They're going to rape us harder. Here's the clip.
We need to think of globalization not in the way it was done before, but differently. And we need to make sure that those who did not benefit during the first round benefit this time. The reason globalization got a bad name is some poor people in rich countries were left out, and poor countries or developing countries were at the margin. We don't want to repeat in the new paradigm the same story where in diversifying supply chains and rejigging the way we do business and building resilience, we leave out a set of countries.
When you hear build in resilience, that means they're cutting off the energy, the power, the small businesses, consolidating control. 30 years ago, 0.1% controlled half the wealth. It's not the 1%. It's a fraction of 1%. Now they control over 80. Oh, but they promise you if you just eat the bugs and live in a 200-square-foot common apartment, things are going to be a lot better. Now let's hear from Alexander Soros, who literally is an Aleister Crowley follower. Look him up. He does Aleister Crowley rituals and puts it out on the internet. He controls his father's criminal fortune of looting pension funds and destroying countries' futures, and it goes all back to Nazi collaborating. Here he is gibbering, saying Trump is destroying democracy because people can vote for who they want and that the unwritten checks and balances aren't there. Well, we have a separation of powers. And it's what the globalists are doing is getting rid of our nation's checks and balances that's causing the tyranny. So everything he says, if you can even make any of it out, is the opposite of reality. Of course, because a little devil like him cannot tell any truth. This is the little monster that wants to control your life. Here he is.
...selves to actually create a narrative that inspires people to vote and to believe, in democracy and democratic institutions. And on the institutional part, I think that we can talk about institutions as these abstract things, but institutions are also about people. Mm-hmm. And we just heard this point about untrustworthy people, and we talked about things in the United States like checks and balances, which aren't written anywhere, but are customs. And one man, Donald Trump, literally came in and just took that all away. But when I see this, when I look at this, more globally regarding democracy, I also say to myself, when was this great time that everybody got along so well and, things were going so great? I mean, I think, I think that we really have to be careful here in this nostalgia for a time past, because a lot of the reactions we're seeing in society are actually reactions to positive things like equality for women, and greater diversity, which come with backlash.
Every statistic shows women are more unhappy than ever been. We have higher infant mortality. Our standard of living's dropping. Our life expectancy's dropping. Oh, but they package it all. It's for minorities and women. It's so great to have crime in the streets and death and destruction. What does it have to do with old white men? It's a bunch of old white men that mainly run this whole operation. They hide their corporate looting in a bunch of liberal epithets and black national anthems at the NFL. So you tune in, you think that's the only politics. Instead of our rights and our freedom and our capacity to live in a free market system and have access to cheap energy, they're artificially making things hellish to make us capitulate to their control. He says, hey, who cares if everybody's mad at us? We're empowering women. Yeah, right, you are. What do you know about women, Soros? Not much. All right, we'll be right back on the other side. I'll talk about the path to victory, how to stand up for these tyrants. Dana White had some really powerful things to say. That's coming up. Please stay with us for the balance of the transmission. And then Harrison Smith takes over in about 30 minutes. The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWarsStore.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
The Sentinel,
defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Every time I...
From Austin, Texas. Broadcasting worldwide. From the InfoWars.com studios.
Every time I hear this song, I think about the showdown with the globalists. We're about to hit the keys to victory, and that's not giving a damn and telling the truth and not bowing to these people. They want to keep us on a literal leash. Crank it up for a minute. Sworn to avenge, condemned to hell.
signed on to this, at least in this life, I'd be condemned to hell. But in the end, globalists, you go down. See, I knew what I was signing up for. You didn't, did you? And that's where you miscalculated. Let's go back to that great AI footage for a minute. Warned! Condemned to hell! All right, let's get back to the news, ladies and gentlemen. When you come to the point of understanding that submission to these tyrants is a fate worse than death, when you realize they are the scum of the earth who don't love humanity, who don't like prosperity, and who hate you, then you must come to the realization, ladies and gentlemen, that it is your right, it is your duty, it is your destiny to throw off the chains of their bondage. I'm going to get to victory here in a moment. So a few more seconds of this song. Facing one another.
Now facing one another, stand up each in time. Then all at once, the silence falls as the bell ceases its chime. Upon the line, the challengers with shrieks and cries rush forth. The knights fly out like bullets upon that deadly course. Screams of pain and agony rent the silent air. Amidst the dying bodies, blood runs everywhere. The figure stands expressionless, impassive and alone. Unmoved by this victory, by the seed of death is down.
We're here to kill tyranny, not people. We're here to kill ideas. We're here to empower the species. This is Christ marched into hell to get the keys to death and hell. We have conquered hell through Christ. Yes, we have the knowledge of good and evil. But we choose good. That is the journey. All right, that's enough. That's my analysis of that great song. Let's get the next break coming up. Let's talk about solutions. Look, I got a chance a few times with Joe Rogan to meet Dana White many, many years ago. Great guy, real guy, salt the earth, created UFC on his own. And he was the first guy, other than like Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, who got arrested for not closing the church 3.5, 4 years ago, almost 4 years ago now, to come out and say, we're bringing back the UFC. We don't care about the threats of lawsuits. We don't care about the lies. This is in the middle of the lockdowns and control. He said, screw you. And now he's got the fighters that are just free agents. And the UFC's on fire against the New World Order. Saying, we don't stand with your political correctness. And so recently, Sean Strickland, the middleweight champion, has just come out. He's a Canadian. And he's attacking Trudeau, the tyrant, and all the rest of it. And when the reporters get up there to attack him and act like he's supposed to battle political correctness, he says, screw you. And then they go to Dana White yesterday and they say, boy, you got your reporters on a long leash, not knowing how archetypal that is, not knowing how powerful that statement is. You've got
your fighters on a leash. Well, they're not his fighters. It's his promotion. It's his arena. It's his event. But these are independent free agents. Unlike corrupt boxing, which is a great sport, but is so controlled. It's like, no, if you're in this, you get in this, you're a free agent. And he goes, hey, I don't put people on leashes. Like, I don't want to attack Robert F. Kennedy Jr., but his wife did a big Vanity Fair piece, a big profile, and she says, I don't let my husband go on Alex Jones or Steve Bannon, as if we need Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to be on here to be important. But I like a lot of what he does. I've got to support the good things he's done, glyphosates, vaccines, you name it. But she said, I tell my husband, don't go on his show. And you know, I'd actually heard this already, and I'll leave it at that, when RFK was in town 6 months ago or so. And it's just like, wow, we're not going to vote for you if your wife's going to be the president. I mean, is Larry David's fictional wife the real president if we elect you? But it's not about that. It's about me and my wife decide what to do with the house and life or trips or, in, you know, living or children. But, I mean, I don't tell my wife, oh, you can't talk to that person. She doesn't tell me, hey, honey, you can't interview that person. My wife doesn't even think about, like, telling me, like, who I'm supposed to interview. I mean, what planet is that? Can you imagine a world where you're, like, watching what your spouse does and telling them what to do all day? That sounds like a wrecked marriage to me. But it came out that she made people be vaccinated to come to their house. So I can't support RFK Jr. anymore because she made those statements. She said, I control my husband, and I tell him what to do, and he follows my orders. And I guess he thinks that's cute. I guess he thinks that's funny. And by the way, it's not about men or women being in a dominant position. I mean, imagine if he said, I tell my wife everything to do. I would think that's a little creepy, you know. But we're not voting for her. We're voting for him. So it's even worse because we want him to be this leader, and then he's saying, she tells me what to do. Some Hollywood actress? It looks like she's had more Botox than, nothing against her, I'm just saying, than John Kerry? No, it's disgusting. And you can't get any good out of Hollywood. The whole thing is just a trash pile. But I'm digressing off a rabbit trail on RFK Jr. Here's Dana White. He's just so strong. He's so forceful, so real. Self-made guy from Connecticut with nothing. Went and created something as big as the NFL. And he's there saying, we're going to reopen when everything else is closed, the year before everything opens. Screw you. And he just looks at him and says, yeah, you need to stop now. We don't have leashes on people. Look how the statement of slavery is right there. They expose themselves. Oh, your leashes are long. Oh, Dana was being honest with us, said the only leash is their contract, what they can wear on their jersey. Because they get their money and they can have outside sponsors, but he makes them have the sponsors, the UFC. Only he says, hey, you get in our octagon, you're going to be pushing our product. Other than that,
if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about.
And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We have a right to do, which probably only makes us stronger. That which doesn't kill you makes you stronger. It's adult men. You're watching. It's a celebration of human power. They're gladiators, and then you're saying they can't say what they think? You're the slave master. I thought the devil gave us free speech. I thought the devil gave us all this free will. No, you don't. You give us weakness and death. Here's Sean Strickland knocking it out of the park. That's what the reporter's bringing up, the guy that's on too long a leash. No, bitch, he ain't on a leash, and I'm not either.
We've got a pretty supportive gay and lesbian community in this city. I did want to ask you about something you wrote a couple of years ago. You said, if I had a gay son, I would think I'd...
Oh, look, another... I'm saying to you, the swamp, you guys, the swamp.
You become a champion, you become a star, and someone says...
Let me ask you something. Are you gay? Are you gay?
Can I get an answer?
Well, no, I'm asking, this is the part of the... Are you a gay man?
I'm an ally of the community.
Okay. If you had a son and he was like, you know, you had a son, he was gay, you'd be like, oh man, you don't want a grandkid?
No problem with it.
Oh man, well, dude, you're a weak man, dude. You're like, you're part of the problem. You elected Justin Trudeau. Like, when he sees the bank accounts, like, you're just pathetic. And the fact that you have no backbone and has he shut down your country and seized bank accounts, you ask me some stupid shit like that, go yourself. Move the on, man.
Really, that doesn't really answer the question, but I did want to ask also things you said about the trans community. You said this past October when they announced the Bud Light sponsorship that you'd go so hard on Bud Light in your next fight, they'll have to accept me or denounce me when they know what they stand for.
This Canadian's not that Canadian.
Are you still going to use your fight time to kind of speak on that?
Here's the thing about Bud Light. 10 years ago, to be trans was a mental illness, and now all of a sudden people like you have weaseled your way into the world You are an infection. You are the definition of weakness. Everything that is wrong with the world is because of you. And the best thing is the world's not buying it. The world's not buying your bullshit, your peddling. The world is not saying, you know what? You're right. Chicks have... The world's not saying that. The world's saying, no, there are two genders. I don't want my kids being taught about, you know, who they could fuck at school. I don't want my kids being taught about, you know, their sexual preference. Like, dude, this guy is the enemy. You want to look at the enemy to our world? It's that motherfucker right there. But when have you ever seen a UFC champion, George St. Pierre, or anybody else stick up for you guys? I do it. I am not chasing the Chinese check mark of Nike. I don't give a about that. I care about you guys. I care about you guys being free. I care about you guys having freedom of speech. I give a about you guys. And I'll tell you what. You guys are awesome, and I cannot wait for this man to go to war for you guys. Let's go.
And two updates. He's not the champ anymore. He lost last night. He's from California. My point was he's making a big deal about Canada when I said Canadian. But the point is that it's all about free speech, ladies and gentlemen. And if you don't have that, you have absolutely nothing. And they don't care about the gay people or the trans people. That's just something they use to get you to accept you don't have speech so they can rob your bank account, cut off the pipelines, cut off the infrastructure, cut off the fertilizer, and literally starve us to death so the queen of the Netherlands, one of the richest people in the world you never hear about, can get up there and lecture you all day. It is beyond disgusting. All right, I think we covered all that, and I think we made our points on that. But I've got some really important news to hit right now. When I blow up on air and I get upset, it's because I have empathy. And back in the last days of Obama, there was a black lady driving around in D.C., and she drove into a military drill by the White House, and she got scared and turned her car around, and they shot her full of holes. Now, I heard a woman had been killed. And I said it was wrong. Because that could happen to me or you or our wives. And I had this outpouring of black support for months. Saying, oh, you're with us. Because it turned out she was black. I don't care if she was white or black. That woman, there's footage of it, got executed. It was wrong. That's my point is, they've all got us divided on what color we are. The New World Order is raping all of our freedoms and all of our futures. And it doesn't matter what color you are. Look at this. Look at these headlines. Look at this. Cancer cases expected to hit record high in 2024. What changed? The damn shots, which the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, in October of 2020 predicted. Pull up. I'm doing this in the last few minutes of the career. They can pull it up quick, though. The FDA list of predicted bad effects or adverse reactions to shots. They knew before it happened. They don't care if your mama's black. They don't care if your mama's white. Get it. Get it, folks. Get it. They're cutting all our pipelines off. They're cutting all our fertilizer off. They're dissolving our borders. They're dissolving our currency. They're attacking us all. They don't give a damn what color your mama is or your daddy or your grandpa or your granddaddy or your grandmother. They don't care. They want us divided while they screw us all over. That's so obvious. You don't need me to tell you that. Cancer is off the charts. Our life expectancies are plummeting. They're killing us. And Djokovic knows this, Novak Djokovic. The guy, look at this, that literally attacked him and said he should be banned everywhere, died at courtside, covering him winning a match. When he called for him to be banned from tennis, dropped dead. Journalist who tried to cancel Novak Djokovic for being unvaccinated died suddenly at Australian Open. Can't make up the karma, folks. Can't make it up. And look at these. Look at these headlines. Crisis. Denver hospital caught injecting live Ebola vaccine in workers that sheds, overwhelmed by illegals, has racked up $136 million unpaid care, 2023 alone, report. But don't worry, the feds will pay for it. And it goes on and on and on. Wow. So that's where we are. We're going to go to break. And the great Harrison Smith is going to come in here and host Sunday Live for 2 hours with calls, guests, analysis. He always knocks out of the park. He hosts weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Central, American Journal. And my show's powerful, but Harrison does a great job. Owen Troyer does a fantastic job, 3 p.m. every day. And if you support us, we'll be 24 hours a day. We'll hire more hosts, more reporters, and we're so close, but we need your support. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of the new specials we've got. We've got a Real Red Pill Plus, DNA Force Plus combo for 50% off. It's the Supercharge Special combo for 50% off, even though they're selling out. That's unprecedented. We've got other amazing products as well, like Next Level Foundational Energy. You listen to me. Just like my information is powerful, you need to try this. This isn't a stimulant, but it's the strongest stimulant I've ever taken. I can't even take it. It's too strong. It's too strong. This is what the cells eat. This is what most cells can't process properly. This is the folic acid broken down into cell food. This is methylfolate with the proper combination of vitamins to supercharge it. Next Level Foundational Energy. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. And separately, another great sponsor is my dad, Dr. Jones Naturals products. A lot of stuff you can't get at InfoWarsStore.com. Some stuff on the site you can't get here. But the Nano Silver Original Super Blue Toothpaste, not available for years, with the iodine, with the tree tree oil, Super Blue Nano Silver Toothpaste, now available again, limited supply, at DrJonesNaturals.com. One word, DrJonesNaturals.com. Just DrJonesNaturals.com. DrJonesNaturals.com. You can get it right there at DrJonesNaturals.com. That's it. I'll be back at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Harrison taking over.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.